Hello everyone, welcome to All Things Relationship Podcast, a one-stop solution for all your relationship queries and questions. Here you will find everything from people's stories, experts on panel, and some great knowledge that can help you make love real and perfect. So let's jump right in.
Hi everyone, welcome to All Things Relationship Podcast, and today we have an 18-year-old humanities student with us. Please introduce yourself.
Hi everyone, as the host said, I am 18 years old and yet I have a hard relationship history which I'm here to share with you all. I'm from a humanities background and I am a lot into the arts, so that's it for my introduction.
So, could you please share your difficult times, your first relationship that is always special for everyone?
Right. All right. So, my first relationship turns out to be the most traumatic relationship of my life as well. What happened was, I was in ninth and I loved doing MUNs then. I still do MUNs. So I was at this one of this competition and one of the MUNs, and I met a guy there. So we were all speaking and I found this guy really attractive because he had great political opinions and he was really smart. So that's how we started talking in the MUN, and during the breaks, which we would get, we both of us would sit together and we'd started talking like that. He told me he likes how I debate and talk, and I also told him how his political opinions are really nice, and that's how we connected. So during the MUN, after every committee session, we'll sit together during the breaks and we'll talk and talk about not just the MUN, and we'll talk about many more things about life, etc. And by the end of the MUN, we became really good friends. And we started following each other on Instagram and we had each other's numbers. So that's how it all started. After the MUN, we kept in touch and both of us, we just kept on talking and talking and talking, and never know how it just got into video calls and everything. We were texting one time and the next we would talk for 3 hours straight on video calls. I was very comfortable with him. I just couldn't believe how it was. I'm a very, I don't get comfortable with people that quickly. And I got comfortable with him very quickly. So it was all new to me. And I really liked the guy because he understood me like no one ever did. So yes, 3 hours straight. And we talk about both of our interests, both of our ups and downs and everything about life. And I kind of started liking him because, as I said, he was the first person to ever understand me. So after like 3 to 4 months of just talking and being friends, I told him that I have feelings for him, which are more than just friends. And at that point, he told me that he wasn't ready for a relationship because he had his own share of some past horrible stuff too. So he said he needed time to move on from all of that. So I gave him his time. We still continued talking. And then somehow one day he came up and told me that he was ready for a relationship. And that's how we both started dating. At that point, nothing felt weird. I mean, I just thought he's all cool. And we started going out on dates and many things. So his friends and my friends, we had mutual friends, a lot of them. So yes, I'd be invited to his friend's party. He'd be invited to my friend's party. And I got to know his friends. He got to know my friends. We all became one huge family. And at that time, it was the happiest moments of my life. With him, I thought I envisioned a whole future for him and me at that point of my life. But yes, life had other plans. And at one of the parties, I went with him. I saw this one girl who was just all over him, like completely over him. And I mean, I couldn't help being suspicious. But obviously, my guy, he told me that there was nothing to worry about. And that girl is just some girl who had a crush on him and he wasn't into her. So, yes, I didn't pay much heed to that at that moment. But I started noticing all the minute details, you know, all the, I started picking up on hints after that. When his relationship and my relationship continued, we'd go out on dates and he'd get these random calls and messages and he'll be into his phone all the time, texting somebody, I don't know who. And I obviously had my share of suspicion and I was jealous a bit and I didn't know how to react. So I started bringing up this girl a lot more into our conversations. I mean, I was afraid of, you know, sounding jealous, etc. But this was something that was troubling me. And in a healthy relationship, you have to address issues, right? So I started doing that. And when I started doing that, the guy started pushing me away. It was like, we were never friends. He started building up his walls and he wouldn't talk to me well. And this continued for a month or so. And then there was his friend's party and I asked him if I was, if I'll go with him. And he told me that he does not want me to accompany him to the party. Because he wanted to spend some alone time with his friends. So I left it at that. But another of my friends, we were all mutual friends, right? So another of my friends, she asked me if I wanted to go to the party. And if I wanted to, then I could go with her. That won't be a problem. So yes, I did go to the party. And all of this happened. And I went to the party. I was entering the room. And what I see is, my guy is kissing that another girl whom he refused to have any relationships or whom he refused to have any relationships with earlier. And I am just rooted to the ground. I don't know what to do. I feel like everything's pulled out of me. I feel the energy draining out of me. I couldn't believe my own eyes. And for one second, I thought I was dreaming and this couldn't be real. But yeah, the worst part was, this is not even the worst part. What happened was, I was standing there and after like 2 seconds or 3 seconds, the guy, my guy, he was kissing her. He looked up, he caught my eye and he continued kissing that girl. As if nothing had happened, as if I meant nothing to him, as if he and I didn't share any relationship, and as if I was just a normal girl. So that kind of brought me back to the reality, pulled me back to the reality, telling me what position exactly I had in his life, and I might have prioritized him to be, you know, the most important person in my life, but I wasn't the same in his. And very clearly, he had other priorities. So I just realized that I wasn't all special in his life. And all my rainbow memories, the sweet dreams I had about him and I and all the future that I had planned as a little child. I mean, everything just vanished at that moment. And I didn't know, I was breaking down internally. But I was also angry at the same time. Though I was shattered, I felt like crying, but I was also so angry at him at that moment. So I walked up to him and I slapped him hard as I could. And I was turning to leave when he grabbed my hand and he took me to a room upstairs. He closed the door behind us and he told me that it was nothing it was nothing what it seemed like, and it was just a dare given to him by his friend, and it was nothing, it meant nothing to him. And I just couldn't believe the man in front of me uttering all these words. I couldn't believe I fell in love with that man who was full of these lies. And I hated myself for it. At that instant, I did not only hate him, but I hated myself for allowing me to stoop down to that level to love that guy. So yes, I mean, all of these thoughts were running in my head, and there he was, I don't know, making excuses for his actions. And when I didn't believe any of his words, and I was turning again to leave, when he grabbed me again and he imposed himself on me. And I don't know what that night could have led to, but thankfully my friend barged in, and the same friend I came to the party with, and she obviously realized what was going on, and she rescued me from there. She asked the guy to back off, and she took me downstairs. We drove back to our homes, and that's it. That's where the story ends. After that, I never contacted that guy, but the impact the guy had in my life was, I mean, very traumatic. Like, I wasn't myself for months. I would keep blaming myself as if it was all my mistake. But somewhere down the line, as I started healing, I realized that blaming myself for everything isn't the point. And I wasn't even responsible for anything. I just fell in love with the facade that he wore. It isn't my fault that I couldn't look into him. Some part of me held hope. Some part of me was like, maybe he was too drunk at that party, and maybe he wasn't himself. Some part of me made excuses for him. And that's something that we should never do. We shouldn't make excuses for others' behavior. And we should start prioritizing ourselves, prioritizing our feelings before we, you know, keep others before us. Yeah. So that is my story.
Wow, that is some really big wounds out there. Do you really feel that pain even now?
During some moments of my life, some moments, like if I'm in a party surrounded by people, yes, I feel like all those things come back to me. They just hit me straight in my face, and I feel this anxiousness all coming over me all once. It comes to me every time I'm in a party surrounded by people, or every time I'm talking to a guy, or every time I am, you know, falling for someone else. Every time I'm reminded of the same thing, to not trust someone again, to not prioritize someone else again. So yeah, it hits me like that.
Oh, that must be really difficult. Is it a recent event? Is it recent, or has it been some time, like a few years?
Yeah, it's been a few years. I was in 9th, so I was like probably 14. Yeah, I guess 14 I was. And yeah, it's been 3.5 years since then.
Wow, you must be like, at such a tender age, when you go through such big traumas, they impact you for life. How do you feel right now when you revisit those memories?
I feel, I sometimes laugh at myself for being such a kid. I don't know, I imagined a lot of things. Such a pretty little picture I had painted for him and I. And I mean, at that time, I didn't imagine anything would go wrong. I thought he was my Prince Charming and everything would be all right. He and I would be forever. And all these words, I just laugh at them right now. It sounds like a joke to me. So yeah, now that I've learned that maybe we should live in the moment and we shouldn't paint such pretty pictures for ourselves and paint a forever for us and that sort of thing, you know. I look back and I've learned a lot. I've come a long way.
Oh, it must be really hard for you.
Yeah, it was harsh.
And I cannot imagine how it would change your perspective towards men. Can you still, you know, bring yourself to trust other people, especially guys, or is it still a pain?
So I don't know, maybe I've been blessed with this perspective, but I think I don't compare anybody. So it's always easy for me to talk to men. Yes, if I'm doing MUNs, I meet a lot of people, and making friends is like my job. So yes, I feel comfortable talking to men and you know, talking to them, establishing friendships. Yes, that's fine. But when it moves into a deeper conversation, when we become, when we start moving to this arena more than friends, where I feel like I'm getting drawn to the man, then I kind of start controlling myself. Ki, don't fall hard again. Just control yourself. Don't hurt yourself. That kind of a barrier comes so that I could protect myself. But until friends, I don't really judge a person like that.
I mean, not everyone is same. So. Yeah, that's true. Not everyone is same. But when you go through such a trauma, it's really brave of you to let even, you know, let people close even as a friend.
Yeah, true. I mean, it took me a lot of time, honestly. After that, 1 year, 1.5 years, uske baad, I wouldn't believe anybody. I would just laugh off at men. As you're saying, it was really difficult for me to trust someone again and establish a bond again. But yeah, I mean, it's not like I haven't had relationships after that. I have. So, but yeah, it took me 1.5 years to move on.
Okay, so the relationships you had after that, were they the same, like with same depth and same emotions? Or you could not just bring yourself to it?
No. In fact, the relationship after that is one of the best relationships of my life, I could say. The guy who came after that, he was... he understood all of this that had happened in my past. And he wouldn't lay a finger on me. He wouldn't even touch me until I was comfortable with him. He was really nice to me, so... As I said, it was the most wonderful relationship of my life because apart from how it ended, I think it was one of the most perfect relationship of my life.
Wow. So I'm really glad you got to experience the positive side as well of both the men out there or boys out there.
Right. Yeah.
So what? At the end, like, what did these encounters teach you? Like, your first relationship with someone who would lie to you, who is not trustworthy, and other things to it. And second, with a guy with whom you could, I understand, trust with all of your being.
Yeah. So, any relationship, I guess... There are just a few standard protocols that I've come to learn. It's just that never ever prioritize the other person so much that you lose yourself in the process. If the relationship is right, if the love is right, then that person will prioritize your needs as much you prioritize their needs. So when both of you support each other, nobody will compromise their needs. But if it is a relationship where only you are putting their needs first, when you are prioritizing their wants first, then you're compromising with yourself. And you should never allow that. Because I'm still 18 and I mean, I have my whole entire life left to experience and explore. I wouldn't completely let it go because I want one man in my life to stay. No, I guess I still have a lot in my life to achieve and pursue. So if I'm with the right man, he'll understand and he'll let me blossom. He won't hold me back. And that is the right relationship. That is what I've learned. Yes.
Oh, that's really profound. That is really profound. It takes a lot of pain to, you know, understand something so deep.
Yeah, I guess.
So, if someone is in a situation as you were in your first relationship, getting those red flags, what one may say, but not able to be certain what it is and what it is not, like whether it is a red flag or whether it is their imagination. what would you suggest them? Like, what would you suggest your 14-year-old self who is stuck in this whirlpool, I may say?
I mean, I wish there was someone to guide me. But, you know, 14-year-old me wouldn't have listened to anybody, honestly. So if I have to give myself an advice, I would have given it. But 14-year-old me wouldn't have taken it anyways. Because then I was, you know, I wanted to learn it the hard way. I was a rebel. I mean, I still am, but at least I think now. I think the pros and cons. Back then, I did not. And I just went into anything. Like, I would just take the risks as they came. I used to think myself as a spontaneous person. So I wouldn't have listened to anyone's advice then. I wanted to learn it the hard way, probably.
The feeling of being invincible.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that is really common with people who, you know, who are just starting out, who think that, okay, we have never failed and we can make this right as well.
Exactly. I was a child and I used to think nothing would, I mean, I still am, but I used to think nothing would fail. Everything's just as good as they showed in movies. I mean, even if it falls apart, we can get together and everything will be all good and fairy tale kind. But it's not. Life is different. We don't have fairy tale endings here. And that I've learned it the hard way. So, yes.
So, fairy tale endings are just a myth. Is that what you're saying?
I think, yeah. There is no pure, perfect, no fight kind of relationship. And it takes a lot of efforts to make the relationship work. But more than that, it takes a lot of effort to keep the love alive. You might just fall headfirst into a relationship. You might feel so attracted and so in love with the person at the beginning. But after 2 years or after 1 year, being in love with the same person with the same amount of love, I don't know if that's possible.
Wow. That is a big question.
Yeah,
what was your longest relationship tenure like?
1 year and 2 months.
Okay, so in those 14 months, you ended up losing interest in the other person.
Yes, the love sort of kept diminishing.
Okay, any specific reason for that?
Because in the starting, so they call this honeymoon period, right? So we are all happy and starting 3-4 months, it was all nice and good. But as the months, as we proceeded, as we went deeper into the relationship, we started exploring each other's insecurities. We started exploring the sides of each other, which we've never seen before. Pehle toh we were working to, you know, attract each other. So we just showed the good sides. But once you get into a relationship and all these mood swings and all these insecurities, they just caused a turbulence and all the jealousy happened. And yeah, that's what happens when into a year, more than a year long relationship. And then people come in between, they make assumptions about your relationship. Then we start trusting people's opinions, all that. So it kind of diminishes.
Wow. And is that what happened when your relationship ended? Like, you trusted people's opinion more than your personal experiences and
No. Okay,
it
so
went south.
People's opinions, I wasn't the one. The guy I was dating, he trusted people's opinions and he thought he made his assumptions according to that, and that's how it ended. Despite me trying to explain, to fight for myself, that no, let's just believe in the relationship. But again, people's opinions are a hard thing to break by. So it consumed us.
Okay. And In that case, if someone is going through same, what can you suggest them to be happier or to solve the situation? Since right now you have seen how it ended, you can suggest. What can save it?
I'd suggest that for them to take a break from the entire world and start spending more time with each other. Because when this happened to me, this was a point when I couldn't interact with the guy and he was in his own world. I was in my own world. We were studying. We had our exams and there was just a lot of distance between us. So when this sort of thing happens, when you let people's opinions bother you, this is the point when you shut off the world and you start spending time with each other and explore the reasons why you fell in love with the other person at the first place. When you start finding those reasons again, when you start spending time with each other, then the magic of love, it just happens again. It blossoms again. We just didn't have the time then.
So, in other words, so your priorities were not each other, but something else first.
No, I wouldn't say that. I mean, who cares about? I didn't care about my exam as well. I would call him in the middle of the night whenever, and I tried to explain him my point of view. Whenever we got time, we met at school. But I don't know. See, we can't, only one person can't hold the relationship together, right? It was almost as if the guy, he felt defeated. He was like, bas, mujhe aur chahiye hi nahi. Because a lot of things, we had a lot of things on our plates. It was as if timing hi galat tha us time pe. So, yeah, there was a lot of things on our plates. And even if I prioritized him, he just couldn't. He had a lot of things in his plate. And I don't really blame him for that.
Wow, I would love to hear about it. Maybe in an upcoming podcast.
Yeah, sure. Some other time. Definitely.
Sure. Is there anything you want to ask people out there? Or anyone who has experience with relationships, or something you are curious about on how to handle or manage a situation or feeling? Because I'm sure that the first encounter you had 3.5 years ago, it still is obvious in your voice that it almost brings you to tears. That pain is
it's too deep. Still there. Yeah. Just that, how do you forget everything, all these past relationships that I've taught you, and how do you move on? Because there are times when I have let go of a chance with a guy, with a really nice guy at that, because I was holding on to my insecurities really tightly, and I couldn't just go past my insecurities and give it a fresh start. I would be friends with that guy. We would have really good conversations, all good. But then when we start moving ahead of friends, I'll have all my insecurities hitting me right in my face, and I wouldn't be able to tackle that. So, I mean, it would be really nice if I just had someone to help me with all of this, how to just trust someone again and fall in love again without ever thinking of what has happened in my past. That's it.
Okay. Well, there's one thing I can say is that if you forget everything, then you will also lose out on the learnings, on those experiences of strong emotion. Won't you?
Right.
But yes, it really is a important question on how to trust again.
Yeah, all these past experiences, it's like a huge baggage, and I keep overthinking about them. So that's something I'd like to tackle.
Okay. That's a really deep question. I'll try to get a good answer for you. And I ask our audience if they have their experiences in this relation, please share it with us. Thank you for sharing all these information. I'm so thankful that you brought out your brave self to share all this, to revisit all those memories.
Right.
Thank you for coming here.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure. I feel really light.
I am so glad you were comfortable over here. And for those of you who do not know what an MUN is, it's a Model United Nation conference. It's a debating platform, which is an impersonation of United Nation committees.
Perfectly said.
Thank you. I happen to have been to a few myself, so it was an interesting experience. Damn, I missed some good opportunities over there.
Right.
All right.
Yes, thank you.